Is it a bit insensitive that we're recording an audio podcast about Shuzune? To hell with it. This is Chaos Cast. Everybody, this is Chaos Cast, the podcast where we talk about crippled girls and why we love them. My name is Ben, and of course, I have my co-host with me, Kevin.
Hello.
And we have Lewis on the show again.
Chocolate Rage.
Awesome. And today we're going to be talking about Shuzune Hakamichi. This is something we're going to start doing on the podcast. I think every week we're going to talk about a different path and what basically we thought about it. So our first girl that we're going to talk about is Shuzune. But before we do that, I want to ask everyone here a question. Now, everyone that is on the show today has already been on the show before, so of course we already know who our favorite path is. Mine's Emmy, Kevin's is Shuzune, and I think Lewis's was Hanako's, am I correct?
Yeah.
All right, so instead today, I'm going to ask, how did you get into Katawa Shoujo? My story, not too exciting. I was just kind of browsing on the internet. I stumbled upon a link on my Facebook page, and I was very interested to read about it. I was like, oh, something 4chan made. Well, this must be great. And I checked it out, and then I cried like a man. So nothing too exciting. Kevin, I think you were saying you had a story?
Yes, I have a story. It's a very finger-licking good story. Okay, anyways. So I have two friends. I won't name them for privacy reasons, I suppose. And they were talking about the game, and I was like, whoa, game about cripples. That's cool. Not really. I wasn't interested in it. But at the time, the game, if you know it, probably do, Skyrim was coming out. And I was like, man, I want that game. And my friend was kind of well off. He's like, hey, I'll buy you a game if you play one of the routes in this game. I was like, well, hell yeah, it's a $360 bucks. So I was like, okay, which girl should I do? And then I saw Shuzune's route, and she always sticks around with this girl named Misha. And my friend told me that if I do well, I could get a threesome. So I was like, wow, double win, I get a threesome and Skyrim. So I played. I didn't get a threesome. Lied to me, fucking bastard. But I was hooked. And that's how I came to finish the game, get Skyrim, and have feels for the next 3 months afterwards. And yeah, that's my story.
Right, very cool.
I think that we're gonna release some DLC for Katawa Shoujo. You know that threesome DLC. You, it's amazing.
Oh yeah, totally.
Really?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I would pay like millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Seems legit. Lewis, how did you get into the game?
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, how did I get into it? God damn it. Well, it was Facebook, pretty much. You and, you, Ben, and some other people were like, oh, look at this new game. You guys should check it out. And I was like, you know what? I thought to myself, I should get into visual novels, because you know what? It's fucking funny. It's fucking awesome. You get to fuck all the bitches. Wait, should I swear? Can I swear? I swear.
You already did. It's too late now.
Yeah, I already, like, broke it.
And, yeah, I just got into it. It turned out to be a pretty fun experience. I mean, I started out with Hanako, got on the first try because I'm just I'm a sweetheart.
Uh huh.
And
of course,
yeah. Yeah.
Screw you guys. But it turned out to be pretty fun. Shizune's route disappointed me a ton.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah, this the visual novel, most of us are pretty new to it, so Chaos was like our initiation, sort of. It was a pretty damn good initiation.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely my first visual novel. I'm playing another one right now that I think Lewis put on the club page, and it is nowhere near close to the quality that Katawa Shoujo is.
It's a, is it a don't take it personally, babe?
Yeah.
It's just not your story?
Yeah, that's it. Where I'm a teacher, and of course, I'm in a relationship with one of the students, which is weird.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did you seriously go for Ariana?
I went for the girl with the black hair. I don't even remember her name.
The only girl you could go for is Ariana.
And is really the only path you can have?
Yeah, pretty much. It's some weird. It was like some weird PSA about privacy and how that's non-existent or something. It took some weird route, and it was just a small little game. It's pretty short. You know, I went through it in a day, and
yeah, I haven't played it. I played it like a little bit in school, which is probably not the best place to start playing a visual novel. But yeah. Yeah, but Lewis found it on Facebook because Lisa and I were talking about it, which is interesting that he actually was willing to try it, because I know I came in the first day and I probably didn't give Katawa Shoujo the best like first impression with people. I was like, hey, Ben, what you doing? Oh, I'm playing a game where you go out with crippled chicks. They're like, all right, that's really freaking weird. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm learning how to love. So yeah, it is kind of off-putting, but once you actually get into it, yeah, definitely a lot of fun. And a lot of feels. So I'm glad that's all over with. Took a little longer than I would have thought, but hey, no big deal. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we are going to talk Shizune. So see you guys then. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is KS Cast, and it is topic time. It is our waifu of the week, and this week it is Shizune Hakamichi. We're going to be talking about her path, our basic like first impressions, and what we thought of it. So let's just go right into it. First impressions, Kevin. When you first saw Shizune and you first heard her talk—not talk, but you know, got to get that cripple joke in. Yeah, but what were your first impressions?
No, just felt like she was a very cool, very chill character. Just from the start, as I saw her, and I liked that very much. So good starts.
Start indeed. Lewis, what did you think?
She seemed slightly tsundere.
Tsundere.
And that just kind of pulled me in. Tsundere. And she just seemed cool, chill, and relaxed. And I also thought we were gonna have a threesome with Misha.
Yeah, I think that was the reason everyone really wanted to play, because that was my first impression. I was like, oh, okay, she's meh, but her friend's hot. Can I get on that? How do I get in that one? But yeah, very tsundere. I was like, why won't she talk to me? Yeah. But yeah. So I just recently finished playing her path, and let me say, I wasn't too, you know, impressed with it. It was very, very normal, I guess. I think someone on the KS forums were talking about it.
Yeah,
it's very normal.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, not a lot
yeah,
of...
It was really thin.
Yeah, not a lot of feels. It was like a basic love story. All right, so I got a girl and her friend and her crazy dad. So definitely not as many feels like past that Emmy and Lily and Hanako had. Nowhere near that level. Very, very normal. And, you know, it's all right. Very real. But when I play a visual novel, I kind of want something, more of a story, something more interesting. And it just didn't really stick with me. You know?
Yeah, it's different for me. I don't know. I just like that feel of realism. It's more tangible. It's more believable for me. And I just thought that like with a path like Lily, maybe there's like a whole bucket of drama. But and like Shizune's path, it's pretty normal. It's like what do you expect out of a normal high school relationship? And I don't know. I guess I kind of I wouldn't say connect, but it's just something that I enjoyed. I mean, I enjoyed all the paths, really, but it stuck with me a bit.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't really enjoy it that much, honestly. Kevin was saying, it was really regular. It was kind of boring. But I did like the realism. I was glad they actually put one right there, just a starting path. It would probably be the most attractive path. And it had Misha, that pink-haired girl with the drills, And Shizune. But really... It just ended up being a really, really, really boring roller coaster.
Right. I was also very disappointed Misha didn't have a path. I understand
yeah,
why.
Well, if you played her path, there's a few reasons for it. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
One reason mainly. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I forgot
what the developers said specifically on the reason why. I think it was because in the original concept drawing, there was only the five girls, so they wanted to keep true to that that outline. And Michelle was only supposed to be a supporting character, which also turned out to be a pretty big factor in the plot in Shizune FF. So I think that the devs made the right call for that. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah. They gave Kenji a path, though, so what's up with that?
I wouldn't really call that a path. I don't know.
It was just a dead-end screen.
Right. I just feel like I was been there for laughs.
Very little dead-end.
Do something? Definitely. Why'd you die?
Yeah, quick heads up, spoilers coming up. I had a friend played for the first time, and that's what he got. I was like, well, okay, that's pretty depressing, don't you think? I'm going to play this.
Pretty depressing.
I'm going to play this using the decisions I would make in real life. Oh, I'm falling off a roof. Okay. All right. Yep, I guess I'm never going to find love. Oh, well.
More or less.
Right. But going back on the topic, Shizune's path, there was a lot of, kind of stuff that was written in, and it was never addressed again. Like, her little brother wanting to learn sign language, nothing ever happened from that. And I thought that was weird. There's like this big scene about it, and then nothing ever happened. No big deal. Her brother was weird. Did the author that write that path design that? Because he is a little, he's kind of strange.
I'm pretty sure that's like one of those anime tropes, like one of those boy who looks like a girl, those stereotypes in anime. I think he was trying to fill in that spot for comic relief, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I saw her brother. I was like, so is this a girl? Because I couldn't tell because of the name, and I was like, what's going on here, game? What the fuck? Kind of getting you to fuck your little brother?
My family in general is just kind of screwed up.
Oh yeah, definitely. Let's talk about her father for a little bit. He is a crazy one, right?
To be honest, he was one major jerk. But I was laughing so hard through all his dialogue. It was the funniest stuff I heard all read, in like a long time for like in any literature and stuff like that.
Very funny guy. I think what they try to do is emulate like the crazy, very passionate dads that you see in a lot of anime, like in Clannad, Nagisa's dad.
It's a lot more negative.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was supposed to come off like that, but he did seem more like a jerk than more like a comical character. Because I would, see... He's, I guess, the opposite of what you'd say. I don't know. You guys have seen Clannad, right?
Nope.
No?
Yes.
Nagisa's dad. Nagisa's dad's kind of like that, where he's just kind of out there, kind of crazy, insane, but he's a cool guy. I like him.
Yeah, there's, like, a different, personality driving it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shizune's dad was a lot more jerkish. And then
yeah, he didn't serve too much purpose in driving the story though. So I believe he was there just for a
right
for comedic relief.
And then you see like the relationship between Shizune and her father. It's very rocky, kind of off. And it's one of those things. Oh, does it bother Shizune? Is Shizune like this because of this? And no, she just doesn't care. So it's like, oh, okay, that could be a very important plot point. No, she just doesn't care. Oh yeah, my father's a jerk. I don't care. Yeah, she don't give a shit.
She doesn't give a shit. She's like she's the equivalent of a honey badger.
Right, and then Misha cut her hair for like no reason.
Yeah, that was surprising. That was not really actually.
If you I looked it up. I do some reading. Uh-huh. But in Japan, basically a major haircut signifies it either means you're a rebel, which it isn't in this case. It's usually when you dye your hair, but
sure
it
that.
Also means like a gigantic change, and we see that in the path, Shizune's path about Misha, who wants to change herself so badly, so she like gets rid of all those heavenly drills and cuts her hair. So I thought that was pretty cool on the author's part, that kind of symbolism right there.
Yeah, you definitely get a lot more feels from Misha than you get from Shizune.
Yeah, that's true. Poor girl.
Poor lesbian. And then,
lesbians.
Let's talk a little bit about that first sex scene with Shizune. I thought that was weird. That was definitely weird.
I do agree with that. But it did fit with her personality. If you see, she's kind of like the domination type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought she was gonna be a dominatrix. I was like, whoa, man, you're not getting into that bondage stuff with me, are you?
Yeah, she opens up the closet. There's just like a wall of whips. All right, which one you want? You got your hands tied, so you can't say anything. You're just sitting there with like a scared look on your face. Oh, all of them. All right, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that's what I found interesting. I found it interesting how she specifically ties up his hands, which is, since she's deaf and mute, it's his only communication at first, so he couldn't say anything. I thought that was really, it stood out a lot to me.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. But yeah, so Kevin, you're the big Shuzune supporter here, and you know, us, Lewis and I, not really big fans.
Yes,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
Unfortunately, well, yeah. Emmy is the
I'm okay
best.
with not being a big fan, you know.
All
I don't
right.
want to die.
You're going to, don't worry.
So I'm looking at the link that Kevin sent me. It was a forum post called "Why I Like Shuzune's Route." This was written by the Mocha, and I'll link it in the show notes later. I'm just going to read this out to you. So, why I like Shuzune's Route. So 6 months after the release of the game, after a conversation in an unnamed place regarding unmentioned events, I finally figured out why I like Shuzune's Route, despite all of its glaring flaws. It's normal. There's no huge feels, no drama, no trauma. No one bleeds, no one burns, no one leaves forever or nearly dies. It's just
Burns.
normal. Shuzune's Route is the one where Hisao gets to have the most normal high school life. It's the one where his biggest concerns are that his best friends are fighting and his girlfriend's dad is kind of a dick. All he needs to do is not be an idiot and things will work out fine. It's a breather. It's comfortable, it's simple, it's clean, and in the end, it's what I needed. So, yeah.
Yes, about that. If I had the choice, I would have ended with Shuzune's route. Unfortunately, I ended with Rin's route, which really screwed me up because, okay, that's another topic. That just completely screwed up my mind. But
Yeah,
Shuzune's
Rin
route
is
was
something
like, it was really, well, we already said this, it's really normal and feels, not feels free, but it was definitely a lot less emotionally taxing than the other routes. And I just really liked that. It was like a breather, like the Mokas said, who is also a very good fan fiction writer. I admire his work very much. So if you hear this right now, the Mocha, thumbs up to you.
awesome. Yeah, it is. I think it would be a very good like introductory route. So, if, like playing Katawa Shoujo for the first time, this is probably the best route to play. I would think just because it's the most normal. You don't get into like the weird or
Yeah,
the feels.
that's true. You have a point there.
But she is definitely not the easiest path to get. I think Emmy's is the easiest to get, isn't it? You just gotta make that one
Yeah,
choice.
it's only one flag.
Right.
Is it really?
Yeah, with Emmy,
Yeah, it's
it's.
whether you want to run or be a lazy American.
Right. And no one's gonna pick be lazy. Like, you know what? I'm gonna run because this virtual running doesn't hurt.
Actually,
Yeah, it doesn't
you
hurt.
know, can I bring something out
Yeah.
relating to the running scene? What was that one girl, the girl with the brown hair and the decapitated, or not decapitated, what's the word, amputated hand?
I'm forgetting her name. Hang on.
The one with the stub hand. Yeah, I can't remember her name right now.
Man, we call ourselves JSKS. We don't even notice.
Right.
Jeez.
We are the authority of not knowing things.
I actually
Oh,
thought we
my
were gonna
goodness.
have
I'm
a.
embarrassing myself. Hang on.
And, oh, hey. All right, I guess we're just gonna sit here awkwardly.
I'm sorry. Did you guys interrupt him? I'm sorry.
Mickey,
But,
Mickey, Mickey,
Mickey,
Mickey
Mickey, Mickey,
Miura.
Mickey, 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 Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. But yeah, I thought we were gonna have a route with her because she was introduced so suddenly, and I was like, you know what? She seems like an interesting character, and I just wanted to get involved with her because her hand. I was like, a stuff for her hand. All right, bye.
That
But
turns me on. That's on my list. What I look for in a woman.
it's on my bucket list. But yeah, I thought we were gonna have a route with her. Just like Misha, but nope.
No, I'm still
Yeah, that was
reading.
one problem I had with the game in general. There were a few characters that people were interested in, like some people were interested in the librarian, Yuko, and there's Akira, and there's also Miki I was talking about, and there's not really a lot of chances to like explore the character in depth, which kind of sucked.
Yeah. I'm still on
But
the forum post reading it. And I guess the first reply was perhaps you like it because you can relate to it. Perhaps you didn't like all the drama, and that's the reason some people don't like it, because they're going to play a visual novel for the drama, not like just the normal stuff. A lot of people enjoy, I guess, what Mai Shina says, a love story with twists and spiced up drama.
Yep, the high life. I don't know, I'm a very normal guy. I don't really like drama, I just like everyone being happy, doing normal stuff. I like routines. So I guess that's why Shizune about actually appeals to me as opposed to maybe you guys.
Maybe it's just because I don't like her personality, you know? She's very
that too.
She's competitive, dominating. Kinda well. Yeah, not a lot of fun. I'm also not a person that likes to do a lot of work, so...
Yeah, I liked her work ethic. That's another thing I like. I'm kind of lazy, but given the right motivations and the right drive, I have a pretty decent work ethic. I could get things done. I just like that about her, how she drove everyone to do the best as they could, even if they were a bit unorthodox.
Kevin, the lazy Asian?
Post-Asian.
So, I guess, any final thoughts about Shizune's path? Me? It was all right. Nothing too special. Would I play it again? Not really. You know, not something that excites me too much. It doesn't stick in my mind. It's not, you know, not very exciting. I
thought it had the most real, one of the best good ends. Mm-hmm. Not because of closure, but because of how realistic and how... in the future it looks like in the end, spoiler alerts, we said that like a million times, but in the end you see all three of them, Misha, Shizune, and Sao, they're all standing there and they don't know what's going to happen in the future. They don't know if they're going to stay together. They don't know if they're going to see each other again, but they all have this optimistic view of the future of what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen, but they're all very optimistic looking forward. I just really like that a lot. And it was pretty realistic. I mean, it's how most kids feel after high school and college. It's a new life. They're looking at something new. They don't know what's going to happen, but they're still going to dive into it. And I don't know. That was a really good ending.
How about you, Lewis?
It was, the end was very niche. Not niche, cliche. That's the word. It was, it seemed very cliche, like a high school show cliche, where they've gone through their, they've traversed through all these problems they've had, their small little journey of high school, and then they're like, they've come to a resolution. They might not see each other, but they might as well make the best of it, and yeah.
All right. Very cool. If Shizune was real, would you date her?
Maybe.
All right. Maybe it is. All right, so Shizune Hakamichi, maybe.
Maybe.
I'll throw a yes.
Yes for you?
Yes.
All right, you have fun with that. Have fun learning sign language unexplicably fast.
I'll learn all the signs.
In just like a week and a half. I know everything. Just.
I'll talk to her with Spanish sign language just because.
Just because. Because fuck you.
Talk to her with my body language.
Yeah. Let your body speak for itself. All right, so on that note, I think we might as well just wrap up this podcast. A little bit shorter than the other ones, but yeah, you know, Shizune, not a lot to talk about. Really quick, I just want to plug the blog. You can check us out at katawashoujopodcast.blogspot.com. There we have all our podcast episodes and any other little updates we may have. And if you haven't played Katawa Shoujo yet, well, we just ruined one path for you. There's still four left for you to try out, so you might want to go and check that out really quick. The official website is katawashoujo.com. That's KATAWA-SHOUJO.com. All right, and I just want to thank Kevin for coming on again.
No problem. It was a good time talking about my waifu.
That's right. Hopefully we'll go on to Emmy a little bit, and that'll be my little area of expertise. And thank you, Lewis.
You know what? It was my pleasure.
Damn straight it was. All right, guys, this has been KS Cast. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
Bye.